Jerry Wexler writes and speaks and coaches and teaches in all kinds of arenas about how to use life story writing to awaken self-understanding and heal from the tyranny of unresolved memory. Jerry's blog and book, Memoir Revolution, celebrates this new modality for individual and collective healing. So, and then Jerry, you all ought to read Jerry's blog. He has some fascinating stories on there. And you can tell us more, Jerry, in a second, but it's www.jerrywexler.com. Welcome, Jerry.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me. looking forward to my talking about my favorite topic.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So, I mean, one thing that it can be fun to talk about is how did you, I mean, this may be a long answer, but, you know, basically how, you know, where did your fascination with story and writing story start? And did you start writing right away, or did it take some time to get engaged in the process? Let's start with your journey a little bit.
Wow. Well, that's a great question. In fact, it's the topic of the book I'm working on.
Oh, good.
it's been such a really involved and long journey. I mean, as when you can look back on whole periods of your life and see how and see how you've grown through different stages, it's so interesting. But each of those steps just happens. It happens one day and then the next day and the next day, and you don't really think about how they add up until you go back and look at them and try to turn them into a sequence, which of course I've done. If I could speak very at length about how I got here, and the reason that I can speak about it is because I've put in the log the hours to write it out. And I think that's kind of one of the things that just really has blown my mind since the very beginning of understanding memoir writing, is that memory is such a really inadequate, like just weak, unsatisfactory container for life. Mm-hmm. And all of us, all 6 billion of us, are stuck with remembering our lives through this inadequate container. So we see little bits and pieces, and we see things floating around, and we're not sure if one thing happened before the other and why things followed. You know, a lot of things.
The timeline isn't necessarily how we carry the memory. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Absolutely not. And it's worse than that. Not only don't you have a good timeline, you don't have a good sense of your own momentum through what you're, you know, it's a chaotic thing. When you look back at memories, they just hop around like a kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm, that's true.